So for 3 hours he had suffered because he was a righteous man in the midst of unrighteous men. Now I find that our God no longer allows those men to witness, to view, to see what was going to take place. And I come face to face, young people. These are the sufferings, and I don't want to tell you, and I know no other brother here would tell you, that I can enter in and know the depths of these sufferings. Hymn 46 in the hymn book speaks very clearly that there is that in his sufferings, that there is that where we cannot follow him. As our sins were put upon this blessed man, God, as judge, could not look on him. He turned his face from him. He turned his face from him. And our brother mentioned a moment ago, we hear only the cry of abandonment. We hear the Lord crying out. Communion here, as I understand it, is broken. Not my Father, but my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Communion broken, Christ becoming the sin offering for you and I. Him becoming our substitute. He taking upon himself our sins in his own body on the tree. Dear brothers and sisters, what a holy subject. What a time before us.
I just want to say that despite that there was darkness over the land, the love of God was still shining. And in 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. It's right here. This is where love is displayed in its fullest. And I just have a question in regards to verse 46. The Lord Jesus, the Father also sacrificed his Son. And could we say that the sacrifice of the Father is as great as the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus? Because John 15:1, as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. That the love was the same measure, so that their sacrifice was the same.